Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Actually, there were five goals. The U.S. women's soccer team scored to destroy, defeat, however you want to.
They crushed
the Japanese. So the World Cup finals were yesterday. Three of those goals belonged to just one woman, this Carly Lloyd.
Carrie Lloyd.
Is it Carrie?
Yes.
How come
is it Carrie?
It's Carly.
I think it's Carly.
It's Carly?
Right, yeah. My goodness. For once, I was right when it came to coming in sports.
Right,
how about that?
Did you see her play, though? She was incredible. It was like, you know, a lot of sports is luck and timing in conjunction with your talent. And man, that ball would just be there, and she'd whack it.
We were at the Nationals game last night, and within like 2 minutes, they had two goals.
Really?
They scored four goals within the first 16 minutes.
So did she rip off her shirt like the last winner?
No.
That was so
long. Sorry to disappoint. Honestly, I'm so proud of this team. It doesn't feel real. It hasn't sunk in. So unbelievably proud of every single person on this team. We just made history, and we're a part of it.
So where does she come from? What do we know about her in terms of her acumen, in terms of playing soccer, what her educational background is, what she's all about? Do we know anything about her that is different?
I don't know much about her, no.
I don't know much about Carly Lloyd.
Yeah.
So let's see. What other contests were held this weekend? Oh, the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest. Contestants.
What an upset. I was very upset.
I didn't realize that you followed this as carefully.
Oh, my God.
Reigning champion was Joey Chestnut.
Joey the Jaw Chestnut. Don't forget
Joey the Jaw Chestnut was dethroned in the famous hot dog swallowing competition. This has been going on for 99 years on the boardwalk. The dogs were served up.
Yeah, it's like, it almost felt a little surreal. It was like, oh my God, is it really, is the streak coming to an end? And it happened. It was a bad day. Hot dogs were not going down. And
it's pretty good day for you.
So I just couldn't catch them.
He still ate 60 hot dogs.
Oh my God.
Let's just put that into perspective.
Yeah.
Eating all those hot dogs and losing.
I've watched this thing.
You had a life, Jennifer. Will you please?
No, I got hooked on it a couple years ago by mistake. I was flipping through and just watched. They dip and douse these hot dogs in water to make them, like, the bun go down easier and just...
So they eat these soggy buns.
Lubricate them.
Disgusting.
So let's see. What else
for
the weekend? We're sort of reviewing what happened with you in your weekend. 888-302-3684.
Well, I ate two hot dogs this weekend.
I did last night.
I did not
one
have
with a bun, one without.
I had one sausage link yesterday. I may have had part of a couple of them, but nothing serious.
Let's take a bite of this.
Doug, our vegetarian pork eating friend.
Yeah. Right. So then there was the Boston Pops concert. Keith Lockhart, 20 years as conductor. The annual Boston Pops Fireworks Spectacular, which we watched. There was a fellow there who sang, whose name was Michael Cavanaugh. I had not known or seen him before.
Why do I know that name?
He's been on Broadway, starring in a number of things. And he's quite good. Do you watch the... I tended to go back and forth between that and the nation's fourth celebration, which also was quite nice. The best part of it was Ronan Tynan singing God Bless America. My God, has that guy got a voice. And what a wonderful song. We've had every year, I think, Kenny, haven't we asked this poll question about every year that we've been on the air, at least since you've been around, which of the songs is your favorite.
And I actually thought of you this weekend.
Did you? Why?
Because
I only this weekend.
Hey, well, I think of you all the time. But right, my dad has this gazebo that allows you to go up and you can see. We probably saw, I'm thinking, six shows. There could have been eight, but you can see them all across the valley of Los Angeles and San Fernando.
Yeah.
Burbank, we could see the Universal shows, Hollywood Bowl. It was really cool and a great vantage point to see all of these fireworks. And so because we're cheap and just leeching on to other shows and not actually paying admission, my dad has a patriotic music list that he puts on while we watch the, while we watch the fireworks. And so, of course, you know, my favorite comes on. And then Kate Smith comes on.
Yeah.
And my cousin Sharon says, oh, who is this? This is
what?
Amazing.
Oh, she liked it.
And so my dad and I at the same time go, Kate Smith, ugh.
Richie, play God Bless America, Kate Smith. Will you please?
God bless America.
That's that voice. It's the...
I know.
Oh, my God. All right, so what else have we got? The thought of the day today comes from Sylvester Stallone, who turned 69.
Yes. Who said, yo,
thought of the day. Yo.
I am not the richest, smartest, or most talented person in the world, but I succeed because I keep going and going and going. You know what? I'd like to think that was my motto as well. Just keep going and going and doing and doing, and don't give up.
That guy's amazing.
He is amazing. Yep, it really is.
Almost a homeless guy who had an idea for a movie, wrote it, and bam, there it is.
There you go. And look at what it's done for him in every...
brother, for that matter.
Yeah, Frank.
And his mother.
Mrs. Stewart.
Got rich off of him.
Yep. Speaking of getting rich, in Greece today, uncharted territory.
These people.
Uncertain future. You talk about arrogance.
Total.
I think this is about the... I was just listening to a tape about some things that I'll talk about at some point in time. But the reason I bring it up is because a lot of the action takes place around Greece and thinking about ancient Greece and things that happened there and what a wonderful heritage and history this country has, frittering it away on their arrogance.
They're just lazy.
Well, that may be the
all
arrogance.
They do is lazy. Sit on their butts and retire at 40 and not have to do anything to pay their bills.
Yeah, right.
They
overwhelmingly rejected the European demand for more austerity measures in exchange for a bailout. So they're broke. The government has no money to pay its bills. And yet the president or premier or prime minister, whatever his title is, advises to the people who do the voting, don't go for this deal.
They were, it was the OC vote, which looks like Oxy, right? The OXI.
Yeah.
So that was the new vote.
What's the alternative?
And this means that they're, well, it means they're going to pull out of the euro,
right? You.
Right.
They screw you to everybody that they owe money to, and we'll start over again. But with their attitude, they'll just fail again.
They don't have the money.
Who's going to help them?
Nobody's going to help them.
Well,
60% of voters sided with Alexis Spiras. Is that how you pronounce his name, the prime minister?
Sure, whatever.
Whatever it is.
Well, the reason they have trouble is because they're an idiotic government to begin with.
They
bail them out and they get in trouble. But I'd heard that Putin is happy about this because he feels like he can cause a stir with Greece because they'll be pulling away from the European Union.
So what are the markets going to do? What's early trading look like around the world, Kenny? Do you have a notice the Asian markets are open, European markets are open now? I wonder what our markets be open in 3 hours, but you wonder if it is a hit, it'll be a temporary hit, like your 401k.
I had heard that it won't even matter because the hit came so long ago when they first had financial problems.
Right.
This isn't gonna. People have already adjusted to it.
Yep. All right. Well, let's hope.
Greece's finances
drop.
Headline right now: Greece's finance minister resigns.
Go ahead, Kenny. Can you go?
Japan market dropped 225 points.
Mm-hmm.
Asia down 300 points, losing 1.5% at the start of trading.
Mm.
Hong Kong fell 3.2%.
Okay. So that's all we have. We know how nuts the people are that do the trading anyway. So it'll come back again. And they are. They're crazy. They react to anything.
Yeah.
Somebody. Let's say that Barack Obama dyed his hair. That would affect the market. That's how
it was like when Trump jumped into the race. That affected the market.
Exactly.
It's like, why?
888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Jennifer or Ken or Rich at DougStefan.com. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter, Good Day Show. We'll go through some of the things that Kenny's monitoring because he's in charge of our social networking. We'll see what the trends are there. 15 past the hour. How's your heart feeling today? Did you eat a lot? Did you drink a lot? Did you cavort? And as a result of that... You did do what to your hair?
You want to feel my hair.
All right, Richie, you might want to... There's a little something there. There are a number of people around the world who will pass away this year because they have cardiovascular disease. Don't you be one of them. I say this because this week we are launching our official Heart Health Challenge, and I personally would like you to join all of us here on the Good Day program and try Neo 40 and tell us how you feel. Neo 40, N-E-O 40. Take it. Tell us how you feel. Rich has been taking Neo 40, and I have been taking Neo 40. It's basically a supplement, if you will. It's a more convenient way. It's a fast melt tablet that you can take on the go, and it will get you into the more nitric oxide mode that you get into when you're taking the Super Beats challenge. Super Beats, this is one step up. So, if you would like to help yourself to the Good Day Heart Health Challenge and get a free box of Neo 40 with any order of Super Beats, here's, you get a free book, a free saliva test strip, free shipping when you mention Doug Steffen. All of these things together, Neo 40 and Super Beats, they are tested, patented, and it works. Dr. Ken Kronhaus loves to talk about how the work has been done by folks who won Nobel Prizes to come to the point where we have this kind of potential for your heart health. So take the Heart Health Challenge today. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeats.com to have the whole thing explained to you there in a better, perhaps more efficient way than I can do it in 60 seconds or so. But the point is that we want you to take the Heart Health Challenge and see how well Neo 40 can work for you. 800-655-4183 or DougLikesBeats.com. That's Neo 40 and Super Beats together, tested and approved and liked by cardiologists like Dr. Ken Kronhaus. 800-655-4183. Make sure that your heart is doing the best it possibly can with these two products. It's nice, it's strong, it's healthy. Neo 40 Super Beats, 800-655-4183, or go to DougLikesBeats.com.
You know what rubs millions of people the wrong way? Their thighs.
Shaq Talk's Gold Bond Friction Defense.
Skin friction is quite an affliction. On your legs, arms, whether you're running a 5K or just running upstairs.
And Gold Bond Friction Defense is...
soothing.
Indeed. It's non-greasy, moisturizes, and helps like nobody's business.
Because your thighs rubbing together is nobody's business.
Gold Bond Friction Defense. Defense starts now.
Your thighs will thank you.
Oh boy.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed all 50 states and Hawaii.
Sprint knows all families are different. Some have a mom, dad, grandma, and twins, while others have four dogs, three teenagers, and two moms. There are lots of types of families, but only one family plan that's perfect for everyone. Sprint's Family Share Pack. For just $100 a month, the whole family gets 20 gigs of high-speed data to share, plus unlimited talk and text for everyone. Unlike T-Mobile, Verizon, or AT&T's 10-gig family plans, Sprint's Family Share Pack offers double the data. It's the best family plan out there among national carriers. The Sprint Family Share Pack, $100 a month, 20 gigs of high-speed data to share, up to 5 lines, plus unlimited talk and text for everyone. Ready to switch but stuck with your carrier? Not anymore. Sprint will pay off your old phone and contract so you can switch. It's that easy. Visit us online or at a Sprint store today.
After 9/30/16, pay an additional $15 a month per line. Offer coverage not available everywhere or for discounted phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, international, and premium content. Subject to new line activation, $36 activation fee. Credit valid port in. High speed is 3G, 4G. Prohibited network use rules and throughput reduction applies. Streaming video speeds limited to 3G. Contract buyout via reward card requires online registration and phone turn-in. Restrictions apply. System.com for details. Other marks are property of the respective owners.
what are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on August 15th and 16th in Fort Lauderdale. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to 4 rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
So there were a number of marriages over this past weekend, including Billy Joel had a 4th of July party. People who were guests at the party surprised to learn there was more than one reason to celebrate this weekend. He and his girlfriend of 6 years, Alexis Roderick, married at his Long Island home. Family and friends there. His daughter, Alexa Ray, Kevin James, the actor, Governor Cuomo, presided over the wedding.
Wow.
And Christie Brinkley, who was his ex-wife, was there as well. She was the original Uptown Girl, right?
He was the Uptown
Girl. Yep.
He's never single, this guy.
Really?
Yeah, he needs...
He goes from one to...
Yeah, he needs people in his life, yeah.
He's a long-term relationship kind of guy.
But it sounds like he's straightened. Remember, a couple years ago, he was just kind of a mess, drinking, in trouble.
I have turned
motorcycle.
Yeah, I've turned around with him. I was never much of a fan of his, but lately
he's great.
Find him to be good. He's coming to Boston. I think I'll try to get some tickets to go see him.
He's a fun concert. He's
You'll love it.
Will I? Okay.
You'll know every song.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Ashton Kutcher married Mila Kunis in a private.
They're already married? Wow.
But it seemed like they were, right?
I know. Really
right.
Yeah.
They were. They met on that 70s show. It's first marriage for her, second for him, and so we all know the Demi Moore story.
Did she show up at the wedding like Christie Brinkley?
I'm not sure.
Probably not.
And then Vanessa Williams married her fiancé, Jim Scripp. They were, I don't know much about her. She was the former Miss America that lost. She's become quite a good actress and a singer.
A singer, yep.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so good. That's nice. All right, so let's see. Normally here in this part of the program, we have some excerpts from late-night monologues. All the stuff is a repeat. So we have advice also coming from the Wendy Williams Daytime program. I like these, and I find them to be of value, and I hope you do, too. I hear from people from time to time say, wow, what a practical way of dealing with personal problems. So here Wendy answers an audience member's question about marrying somebody who makes a lot less money than she does.
Is that 302, Doug?
I believe it is, Richie.
Okay.
Shall I sing?
starting right.
Oh, right. It'd probably help if I put the different fader
on. I've been with my boyfriend for 4 years, and we have a loving and wonderful relationship. And I make way more money than him, but he wants to get married. Should I break up with him, or should I stay with him?
These days, a lot of us make more money than a lot of them. Why wouldn't you marry him after 4 years?
I do want to, but it's a... You know, it's a hard time.
Was he jealous of you?
No, he's not jealous. It's just, it's hard financially, you know, so.
Does he work?
Yes, he does.
Does he work enough to satisfy you?
To satisfy me, no, but I have faith in him that he'll do better.
Do you love him with all your heart?
I do.
If he was making as much money as you, would you marry him? No question.
Of course.
All right. You're going to have to pray on it.
Remember that old song, Love Him With All of Your Heart? I think that's that sounded to me like there's a little hesitation there with her, frankly.
Well, sometimes guys flip out.
Yeah. Well,
when they don't make as much money.
Yeah, there is that. And but I thought she said it well. These days, many of us make more than them.
I think she was looking at it from her side more than his side.
Maybe. Here's Wendy answering an audience member's question about whether to marry an older guy living with his mother.
I can help you with that one.
I've been dating a guy recently, and he's hinting at marriage. He's 54. The problem is, he lives with his mom. She lives with him. So I'm wondering if she cooks for him, she cleans for him, she washes his clothes, she does everything. So I'm like, is this a deal breaker? Is this a red flag? What do you think, Wendy?
It's definitely a red flag. Okay. Now, I'm going to say, at 52 years old, if you live with a parent, generally it's because that parent is alone. And it's not about you not being able to afford your own place. It's about being a loving son.
Right.
Well,
generally.
I'm with her.
Yeah, what? Right about that.
Generally.
generally. All right, we celebrate all these marriages.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. I'm your host, Mark Green. Today with Rich Lowry of the National Review and Katrina VandenHeuvel of The Nation magazine. Coming right up, is it embarrassing or smart for the RNC to outsource debate rules to the Fox Cable News Network?
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
I burnt everything.
And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window. And then somehow my hand.
My hand! And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right!
It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Rich Lowry and Katrina VandenHeuvel. Is it embarrassing or smart for the RNC to outsource debate rules to the Fox Cable News Network?
I am a Fox News contributor and a huge Roger Ailes fan, so I assume whatever Roger is doing is correct. However, you know, if it were up to me, which it's not, I would have the 14 candidates, or how many will get declared by August, draw straws. You'd have a first panel and a second panel on that completely arbitrary basis. You'd let them go for each panel go for an hour, hour and a half. Believe me, there is an appetite for that. You know, 3 hours of debate is not going to turn off any Republican. Republicans want to hear from and see all these candidates.
The whole debate structure in this country is messed up, and I don't think it serves our democracy well. Rich's idea is kind of cute, but you know, we should not be outsourcing debates to media outlets which are making money on these campaigns. What happened to the League of Women Voters? And don't yawn. These are, you know, these were civic groups.
That was your Both Sides Minute today with Rich Lowry of the National Review and Katrina Van.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Is the Doug Steffen Good Day program, though, the day after the weekend of July 4th. So what does that mean for you? Are you back to work? Are you like a lot of people taking this week off, last week and this week? More this week, I think, than last week. People off for the number one week of vacay during the year. Maybe we have a lot of new people that are listening to us today. Hello. If you're there for the first time, this program is about the issues of the day, the events of the day, things that people are talking about with a rather pleasant spin, hopefully, to most of the events. And a lot of things that we talk about here, you won't hear discussed other places. You'll get some of the important info. As a matter of fact, in reviewing the top 10 talk topics of the week, which is something we do in our poll at DougSteffen.com every weekend, the number one issue from your perspective turned out to be number three on the talkers list, and that's the Supreme Court ruling on both Obamacare and gay marriage. There's a lot of yakety yak on that. 15% of you said Hillary Clinton was the second. Greek debt crisis was number three. So we're talking about that to a certain extent. The news media will make that the number one issue today, the number one thing, the thing that you should be most scared about, most afraid. Your 401k will go into the toilet. Our market will crash. The rest of the world will go into economic chaos, which is all nonsense. None of that is going to happen. The countries with the deepest roots, like ours, and most of Europe, as a matter of fact, will stay healthy and strong. This is one of those blippy days on the radar that your stock market advisor is going to be nervous. These people get worried when an ant crosses the street. It somehow will affect the market. Oh, my God, look at that ant. By the way, has anybody seen the previews for that movie Ant-Man?
They say it's really good.
Yeah, it looks weird.
It looks weird.
It seems silly to me, but they say it's good.
Yeah.
It was very funny when I saw the preview in the movie theater. Someone said, oh, you know what it means when the preview's too long. The movie's no good. They show you everything good in the preview. Because the preview for it is actually pretty long.
Yeah. I just see a movie called Max. We saw it yesterday, a story about a dog who was in Afghanistan and the story around it. It was quite a good movie, and there were some very important lessons in it, not the least of which was the commentary on why we go to war and how we go to war. And when I listened to people react, it was really funny because oftentimes, unless the movie is either really funny or really something goes on that disturbs the audience, you don't hear, it's not like you're at a show where people clap or do whatever they do when there's a live performance on stage. Not many people react in a movie unless it's really good and they clap at the end for the way the movie turned out. So the fact that there was commentary in this movie, part of the movie was about a soldier stealing weaponry and selling it on the black market. So then the thread of conversation around that was how much military hardware there is that's being built and used, manufactured for not only this purpose. These words came out of the mouth of a former Marine who was a part of the story. And I'm not saying he's a former Marine in real life. This is the role he played in the movie. And how it is that we use these weapons to go after, shoot up things that then there is no consequence to, and we just make more weapons. And I thought to myself, wow, what a commentary. And I looked at Meredith, and she looked at me, and we both agree on this. There is no reason, and hasn't been a reason for a war since probably there was a good reason to go into Iraq and Kuwait and straighten out Saddam Hussein. That was done quickly. But since then, and a lot of the other things that are around it, I mean, I've said the same thing. It becomes redundant when I talk about it this way. But then I started thinking about all the soldiers whose glory we extol in the 4th of July celebrations, and thinking about how many men and women have been defaced, whose lives have ended, and we celebrate them, and yet we keep going out and building more weaponry to kill more people to celebrate their lives. It seems like sort of an endless and silly circle, doesn't it, in a way? It sort of set with me, and I ask you to think about it, whatever way you want to think about it. Help yourself. You can always react to any of the things that I say here, or any of us say. As far as that's concerned, that's what the communication is all about for social media, facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Kenny. What do we have working there, as a matter of fact, over the weekend and this morning?
Comments about Greece, about the World Cup, and about Donald Trump.
All right, so the World Cup, we're happy the U.S. won. As a matter of fact, our poll today at DougStefan.com asks you whether or not you watched the Women's World Cup final yesterday. A, yes, and I'm so proud of our team. B, I only watched part of it. C, I only saw the highlights. D, I forgot it was on. And E, I don't follow any of the World Cup games. So you can help yourself with that. Most people that are followers of fashion here go into the poll and take it every day. Thank you to the thousands of you who help us keep that moving.
And I was at the ESPN Game of the Week last night, and they were showing the highlights on the Jumbotron as they happened.
Really?
Yeah, it was very neat to watch. Cool. 34,000 people, and every time they'd score a goal, they'd put it up on the Jumbotron, and even the players would stop and turn around and cheer.
Isn't that neat?
Very cool.
All right, so what comments do we have about that, Kenny?
AJ says the men's team should be so ashamed now.
Really? Hey, how would it be if there were women and men? Why wouldn't it be an interesting exercise to have the women's team play against the men's team? Would that be something?
Women don't want to lower their standards.
Yeah, there you go. And men don't want to be beaten by girls.
Uh-huh. All right.
Do you know what flopping is?
No.
I will not tell you.
What is flopping?
In World Cup, it's when the player falls down and feigns having some kind of injury. The men do it all the time.
They're flopping in basketball.
But the women don't do that.
Really?
Yeah. The men are very dramatic. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. They're
typical.
It's unbelievable. Yeah, definitely.
Tell me about
That's
it.
That's one of the reasons American men don't take football, soccer seriously, is because they see all this fake rolling around on the ground like, oh, my God, I'm dying. And you're just like, come on, please, really?
Yeah. Give it a break.
Yeah.
All right, what other comments do you have, Ken?
Steve says, worldwide male teams should learn that good skills are better than acting ability.
Yep.
Yeah, that's good. That's cogent. Yep, yep. What else?
Jackie says, thanks to all the Americans who set aside the hate and complaints for 2 hours to cheer for the USA.
Hmm. Run that by me again?
Thanks to all the Americans who set aside the hate and complaints for 2 hours to cheer for the USA.
So this is the general comment about hate and
our daily life of the Confederate flag whatever.
Okay. Yeah. All right, you got any others good ones?
One more. Tim says it should have been 5-0, but a win is a win.
A win is a win is a win is a win.
Well, good. You know, it was amazing because until this game, they had not allowed a goal in this whole series.
Oh, okay.
So when
it was like 500 hours or something.
Right.
Or,
yeah. So had they gone this game and not allowed a goal, you had to think that would have been some kind of new record. But,
you know, speaking of a new record, this weekend has been so filled with foolish electioneering. We're a year and a half away, and these people are out there kissing babies and running around to the parades.
Well, there's 142 candidates, so they have to do it, Dougie, so that they stand out. You know?
Did you see the Hillary Clinton circus?
Yeah, she wouldn't let the reporters in. They, like, tied them into a little pen.
Doug, are you ready for this? All the reporters were tweeting yesterday pictures of it.
Yeah.
Basically, they had a moving corral for the reporters to keep them in a specific place away from Hillary. So a specific distance and in a specific position. So what they did is they had four aides with ropes, and they created a circle or a square. And the reporters had to stand inside that square, and it moved. So the people holding
like
the rope
pen.
Would walk. So it was like a moving rope pen, and the reporters had to stay inside it to take their pictures.
That's so great.
It is the craziest thing
you've
ever
seen. You have to be a little bit careful of. I'm not saying that she's still not the front runner, because she still is, obviously.
Oh, without a doubt.
But, you know, the media is not necessarily so into her. They were into her husband, but she doesn't have that same charisma that Bill had with them. So by turning them off constantly and putting them into little rope pens, I don't know if that's doing herself any favors.
Bill could do no wrong because he has such charisma. She does not have that, so she's got to watch it.
She has a lot of things that are maybe it's the just strident desire to have that job for whatever the reason. She wants to be, her legacy wants to be that
is
she's
it desire
a woman.
Or is it entitlement?
No, I don't think
she
no.
thinks she's owed.
No, I think it's more ego than entitlement.
Yeah, I think you're right, Jennifer. Yeah. 888-302-3684. We were talking about these marriages. Billy Joel married his girlfriend. Ashton Kutcher married his girlfriend. Vanessa Williams married her boyfriend.
Apparently, we missed the memo.
No, I had a nice weekend. No, the fact that all these people get married on Independence Day weekend.
Oh, I see what you're doing. Not so independent after all, are they?
I saw a story of a neat story about a woman and a man and how they got together and what love is all about. This is a story of an older woman marrying an older man. When I just sort of Googled marriages this weekend, and the story about a woman named Dolores Batista, who's from Throgs Neck, New York, been dating this guy for a long time, and he's 68, and they got married. Now, I think about older people. We pay no attention. I think very little attention to older people and mature people when they go down this road, unless they're sort of living in a nursing home together or something. You hear the stories about two people who live together for a long time in the same home and they decide to get married. I'm talking about in a nursing home. But I think we've had so much attention drawn to marriage because of the gay marriage issue. We sort of put the regular, and I was going to say, I was going to say normal marriage, but then I said regular because I don't know that the people who love each other, well, we are extolling the value and virtue of these three or four couples who are talking about normal wedding or a regular wedding. And then we think about all the attention that was given to this last week. And once again, into my mind pops the rhetoric that's exchanged when we start asking ourselves, why is the government involved in this at all? Why is there even an issue? Why? And then I go back to the hows. How do these things start? And do you know how they start? They start because of the illegal, unconstitutional twining and whining and merge of religion and government. Because there's no other reason other than what eventually became a government way to make money and tax you by $50 license, please. Why? I wouldn't, if I ever got married again, I wouldn't have a license. I wouldn't bring anybody in the state involved. I would just say, okay, I love you, let's get married if that's, you know, whatever commitment is needed. But to have the state basically obfuscate, I mean, think about all of the problems that come about as a result of the state being involved in marriage. Why? Ask yourself this question. Look at the person you love. If you're in Richie, when you see, when are you, by the way, when are you going down to Columbia? Or are they coming back? Richie's wife is down in Columbia.
They come back on Friday. I am not.
So you're not going
back.
Down there. No. Okay. So when you look at her, is it important that the state recognized how you feel about her and she feels about you? Does it what does it do other than dull your senses when you think about the state being involved in your relationship with your wife?
I don't even think about it. But in fact, we were double stupid because we got married
in both places. She's Colombian and you're... Well, no, she's an American citizen now.
Right, yeah, she's an American citizen. Yeah. We got married, and then 3 months later, she went to change her license and, you know, change her name and all that stuff. Yeah. And they said, we don't have any record of you being married. So then we took that opportunity to say, okay, well, let's redo it. We'll go to Vegas and get married. So not only did we take our... Because she said, here's your opportunity. Yeah. If you want to get out, I'm like, let's do Vegas. Mm-hmm. So we went back and did it again.
Mm. Now,
you know, I had this conversation with my mom this weekend, and this will make you pull your hair out, because she, as I mentioned, has just retired. And she doesn't have enough Social Security credits of her own because she was a teacher for so long.
Yeah, they don't pay the system.
Which I didn't realize. Yeah. You don't think about these things. Mm-hmm. And so she gets a little, she needs it when she turns 65 for Medicare coverage. So if you are the first wife of whoever you marry, you are able to claim your first spouse's Medicare Social Security stuff. Does that make sense?
Really?
It's true. No matter what, if they remarry, if they don't, just the first wife always can claim onto the husband. So, or vice versa, I suppose.
I must love that.
Yeah, and so she has to go through all these hoops to prove that she was married, and she gets an email back from the government that says, hey, we can't process your paperwork. We need an official certificate of your divorce.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, why do they need a certificate for your divorce if they're going to pay the first spouse anyway? Isn't the marriage certificate the important thing? I mean, the government is so into finalizing all of these documents, and then you have to wait 6 months to get a real copy of your divorce certificate. Yeah. I mean, it's just so convoluted and bizarre.
Yep. It's not necessary, and it's actually pretty unfair when you get down to the brass tacks of it all. It's 12 before the hour, 48 past on the Doug Steffen Good Day Monday program.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen. Make getting noticed happen. Staples. Make more happen. Now at Staples. Get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more. Offer relevant store normally. Staples.com/onbudget and 7/2015 excludes daily deals, self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
I'm Rich McFadden reporting for Ford. Investments in technology transform the way we all get from point A to point B. Digital lifestyle expert Mario Armstrong is joining us from Ford's new Research and Innovation Center in Palo Alto, California.
Ford has decided to open this lab so basically accelerate the development of technologies and experiments in connectivity, mobility, autonomous vehicles, customer experience, and big data.
Mario, what are some examples you can give us?
Ford is testing new ideas from connectivity to electric bikes to autonomous vehicles to help prepare for the future of transportation. It's researching transportation ecosystems. The experiment puts sensors on bikes to gather data on traffic patterns, road conditions, and more. And there's also the brand new My Ford mobile app for smartwatches. The app links up with certain Ford cars, allowing owners to manage vehicle functions. And another big buzz topic here is autonomous vehicles. Ford is showing off remote parking, a vehicle that actually parse itself with no one behind the wheel.
What technology is available today?
A segment first that's available on the 2016 Ford F-150 is something called Pro Trailer Backup Assist. This gives you the ability to use a knob to turn the trailer while the truck steers itself. And Ford's all-new in-vehicle communication and entertainment system, Sync 3, is launching on 2016 Ford Escape and Fiesta this summer.
Thanks, Mario. For more information, head to Ford.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without a Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Now 53 after the hour on today's Greg Stephan Good Day program. It's Tech Talk time with Greg Stephan, who is the technology editor for Men's Health Magazine. He's going to step up to the plate in a moment. We have some stories about cell phones, cell towers, and a cloud tax that may or may not come to a city near you. Wait till you hear this story. You want to talk about outrage and government involvement. Woo-ha! That's next here on Good Day.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed law 50 states and MLS number 3030.
All right. So we have a couple of interesting things. We always have interesting things. Technology is so fascinating. The story of the cell phone with a past life. This is a T-Mobile story. It sounds like we should have some music. Should we have some sort of daytime television soap opera music playing in the background of this story? What is this story?
Well, so a gentleman's phone stopped working. He's a T-Mobile customer. He he paid for the insurance every month.
Mm-hmm.
There's a few lessons here. One is, if you're paying for insurance, you better read the policy. Mm-hmm. Because I will tell you, I do a lot of work with a company called Square Trade, which is in the extended warranty business.
Yes.
Usually the policy you get from your carrier is more expensive and offers you inferior coverage.
Right. That's
you get less for more.
You can do that with a car. When you get the tranny and the engine guarantee and all those, what they call it, the drivetrain insurance, if you buy it from the dealer, you're going to get screwed. You go buy it from a private carrier, much better. Yes.
Yes. Okay. So anyway, his understanding of the warranty is it says in the article, you know, you'll go on with your life without missing a beat. Well, missing a beat in this case took 9 days to get a replacement.
Wow.
It's pretty hard to live in today's world without your phone for 9 days.
What does that say about the world, though?
Well, yes, there's a lot of things, a lot of comments, a lot of discussion we can have here. Mm-hmm. But it took 9 days to get a replacement phone, and he was paying for the insurance. That's
wow.
Sad.
How about that?
So the next thing that happens is he gets the phone, he turns it on, and it's a refurbished phone. It has the previous owner's everything on it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's awesome until it's your phone
that the new guy got.
Right.
And so there's lessons about insurance. There's lessons about how dependent we are on these devices. But you have to remember that a phone and a tablet are basically computers.
Mm-hmm.
And when you hand them over to someone or you walk down the street without having a password on them, you are putting yourself at great risk.
Richie, you do this all the time. You trade in your phone every year.
Usually every 2 years.
Uh-huh.
When the new.
How do you make sure not to run into the same problem that Greg's talking about?
I wipe mine myself.
Thank you very much.
I'm the one who hits the button. Uh-huh. And usually in an Apple store, they walk you through. They make
how to
you.
Do it.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, when you sell your phone or trade in your phone, they go, okay, let's wipe all your data, and they go through all the steps, and then they make you go hit the delete button.
Really?
Please.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They do not want to be responsible, and that's smart. Mm-hmm. But if you're sending your phone in to be repaired, there's nobody there to walk you through it. It's very on almost every phone. If you go to settings, there will actually be a major top line category there that says reset the phone, and that's what you want to do. And once you reset it, turn it back on to confirm that your stuff is gone.
Gonzo.
Yes.
All right. The story at DougStefan.com today: Chicago enacting a cloud tax. So if you're using Netflix, Spotify, any of the streaming services, starting next month, the city of Chicago will tack on a 9% charge to your bill. Screw them.
It's only 9%.
Only 9%, right, exactly. So how is that going to... I mean, the story here explains... Interesting, because the most notable of all the Netflix shows is House of Cards, and that's the picture we have of the president and his wife up there. So this is outrageous, or this is going to bring the city about $12 million a year? What do we do about that if we have other people thinking about doing it?
Well, I mean, it's easy enough to do. I mean, they can get Netflix and Amazon and other online retailers to agree that if certain zip codes in certain cities are the source of purchases, they just automatically add on the tax. Now, the right and wrongness of that, that's a whole other longer conversation.
This country. Oof. Taxes, taxes, taxes. When are we going to get responsibility in government? Ay, ay, ay. Greg, good job. Thank you, Greg. Stephen here.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, DanPilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.